This is dedicated to the people that were having sex in the truck in front of Michael's. This is called Ireland Forever. If you can't tell by my O'Connor last name, I'm an Irish girl. Black Irish, in fact, and the Black Irish got black from the Spanish, which means I'm not good with languages. See, I don't talk a lot, but I write a lot, so give me a Guinness and a journal and my temper won't flare up. You see, I share my surname with Sinead, and I don't know how that happened, because somewhere along the way I got the short, chubby, bad singing, non-protesting gene rockstar dreams instead about reading my novels in bookstores at 200 people, and damn it, I think the Pope's a nice guy. My cousin met him, so I know these things. And yes, I have seen my own motherland, and I've never seen a green like that, not even in my dreams, not even the envy that we all have been pained, that in 100 years we'll all be the same color anyway, and it's good to remember so we can forget and forgive and write words to calm the storm. So what if I was serious for a second? I'm allowed to be multidimensional, multi-personality, multitasking, asking the deep questions like, why is it that I can be as cute as a button and still not get laid? And I'm sure you wanted to hear that in the middle of a poem about being Irish, but the subtext here is that temper flaring up, and God damn it!
I'm as horny as a fucking leprechaun.
And about as tall as a fucking leprechaun. And in about 4 more months, my little hole's gonna close up, so you draw your own damn conclusions about the pot of gold. I'm telling you, you can never tell. I've been through a famine, potato or otherwise, and other than the fact that I don't talk, I'm a nice girl. I mean, I own the complete works of Oscar Wilde, and I'm sure he would have said something witty about the Supreme Court overturning the ban on sodomy, and I have no idea what that meant. I just want a pint. See, I can name off more Irish people, but you know them all. I mean, the ones who aren't in U2 or Dropkick Murphys or Flogging Molly or House of Pain or any of those assholes in Riverdance. I am telling you that all you need to know about Irish people is philosophize in this toast, and if you have a cup, you can put it up. May those who love us, and may those who don't love us, may God turn their hearts. And if he can't turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles so we know those fuckers by their limping. You can throw them back. So Shalanto salute, it's all good. And I bet you thought Erin Go Brahma and Happy St. Patrick's Day, didn't you? Just don't worry about it. Just don't put any green food coloring in your Guinness.